Hello guys, it's Derek here. It's DerekTofoma.com. So I've been going on in the past few days about Bitcoin and blockchain technology and an economy that might be based on the blockchain. But I just want to clarify a few things, because as I'm reading more and listening to more videos on YouTube, I'm getting to learn a lot more about cryptocurrencies, the Bitcoin, the blockchain, and how an economy could possibly be based on this new kind of technology. So what is blockchain technology? So blockchain technology is a decentralized technology in which encryption is at the heart of the creation of any of the applications that we are going to see, and some of which are already in operation. And it's all based on a relationship where a person is rewarded for doing something, for taking part in the network. So first of all, let's talk about what it is that people are being paid for, or what Bitcoin mining actually is, because I think that that is where a lot of people are a little bit confused as to what do we mean when we say Bitcoin mining. Okay, we know that the mining is taking place on a computer somewhere, but do we know if a person is actively sitting at a computer and trying to work a problem out? So we need to understand, first of all, what these problems are. What are these problems that the computer is working out? And is a person sitting at a computer, do they have a piece of paper and a pen to work stuff out? The answer is no. The Bitcoin mine is actually powerful computers which are working out algorithms or mathematical problems which have been generated by a transaction which has taken place on the blockchain. So what does this mean? It means that if you buy a cup of coffee and you pay using Bitcoin, the blockchain technology generates a mathematical problem in order to authenticate that transaction. In fact, what it's trying to do is to avoid a phenomenon called double spend, which can happen with fiat currencies, for example. So a double spend could mean that if I send you £5, and after sending you the £5, I also send someone else that same £5, there could be an issue with double spend, in that I've sent £10 when actually in my account I've only got £5. So what the blockchain is doing is trying to eliminate that sort of problem, which is why it's generating all of these mathematical equations which the computers are working out. And for solving, so there's like a competition of all the Bitcoin miners. Whenever a problem is presented to the network, they start working on the problem. So the first person to solve the problem or to authenticate the transaction receives 25 Bitcoins as a reward. And obviously each Bitcoin could be worth thousands, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 at the moment. So 25 times the 4,000, that's a lot of money. Okay, so that's about 100,000 that they get from it. But they use a lot of electricity, so the electricity can pay the bill of, I think, just mining a Bitcoin. You need enough electricity to pay the bill for a small house, to pay the bill for a full month. Okay, so thank you for listening. I shall say more.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.